from Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 12. Again, we call this the Sermon on the Mount. Again, this speaks of happy people. Pharrell Williams has that song about being happy, right? Bobby McFerrin also has a song, right? He says, don't worry, be happy. That's right. But we know this as the Beatitudes. So if you'll pray with me, pray for me, I ask that we would meditate on the theme, the topic, the Beatitude. Let's pray. Father God, again, I stand before you as an empty pitcher before a full fountain. Again, I ask that you would touch these lips and this voice, allowing it to be used for you. Asking that you would hide this body so that only you would be seen. But most importantly, Father, I ask that you would fill this pitcher so that your message of the Beatitude, that as you're filling it, that you would overflow it, that this message would find its way out to those you've given it ear to hear. That this message, the Beatitude, would find its way out to those you've given a heart to receive it. Father, that this Beatitude message would find its way out to those you've given the will to do. Father, we give you praise and say thank you because you've already showed up. So we're patiently waiting now for you to show out. So have your way, Father.
Compassion, holy confidence.
He sees people who are tired, oppressed, hungry, grieving, and yes, even they are overlooked. And instead of condemning them, he calls them blessed. Not blessed because life is easy, and not blessed because the world is fair. He calls them blessed because God is present with them. That, my brothers and sisters, is the beatitude. God is with you. Beatitudes are a countercultural way of being, right? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Y'all realize Jesus redefines success. He redefines happiness and power. He tells us that the best kind of life isn't built on dominance. It's not built on pride. It's not built on self-promotion. But life, the best kind of life, is built on humility, mercy, righteousness, and yes, peace. This wasn't just a sermon for the crowd. Not that he was really talking to the crowd. They just happened to be in earshot. He was talking to the disciples. And then what it says, Matthew says, now when Jesus saw the crowd, he went up the mountain, he sat down, and his disciples came, and he taught them. So this message you find is not just sermons, not just for them. Not just for the people that were in earshot, but that message is for us. That message is for the church today. If we look at our world, we find that our world is loud. It has loud opinions, right? Loud opinions instead of listening. Our world is full of anger instead of mercy. Our world prides itself on winning arguments instead of loving people. Power is prized more than compassion. If you look at the news, if you look at your social media, every one of these things plays out. I was telling them this morning, I'm part of a car club, one of those car groups on social media. And most of the people, we're on there because many of us are first timers with our vehicles. So when something goes wrong, you want to consult a group that's been doing it for a while. The funny thing is we get all these crazy opinions from newbies, or you get foolish opinions from people that have been doing it a while that thinks new folk like us should know. They're not listening and understanding this is our first time ever owning a vehicle like that. Or you look at some other posts and people are just straight up angry about everything, and they want everybody on that group with them to be angry as well. There's no room for mercy. I really love when someone brings up something, and someone out of the blue has an opinion about it and wants to make an argument over their opinion about somebody else's post. If you don't like it, leave. don't bash somebody else. Right? And then if we really look at the news outlets and what's happening on, power is more prized now than compassion. There's no space for love anymore. But that's our world, right? Maybe it's just me. But if I look at Christ in the midst of what's been happening, I find that Christ chose meekness over might. He chose mercy over judgment. Christ chose peacemaking over polarization. He didn't blow your stuff up. He didn't put all your business out in the public. He didn't judge you for the things that you do. He chose love over fear. Someone said, just as I am, right? Without a plea. He accepts you as you are. No judgment. Jesus' beatitude confronts our culture. And if we're honest, it confronts the church also. I love being a Methodist. I've been a Baptist. I've been an Episcopalian. I've been a Seventh-day Adventist. I've had the gamut. What scares me is how church used to be. When you did something wrong and they brought you to the front of the church to confess. And when you confessed, you kind of got excommunicated. That's not who Christ is. That's not who the church is. We're not called to be judge, jury, and executioner. We're called to welcome you and allow God to do the changing. Jesus isn't saying, when we look at this, when you sit and listen at this sermon, he isn't saying, try harder. He's not saying, be different. What he simply says is, be poor in spirit, but depend on God. He says, be merciful, because you receive mercy. He says, be pure in heart, undivided, sincere. Christ tells them, be a peacemaker, even when it costs you. Some folks will look at that and say, you do that today, that's weakness. That's not weakness, my brothers and sisters. That is kingdom strength. In the midst of all that's going on, you be a peacemaker. You be pure in heart. You be merciful. Because you have received these things. Remember, I told you, everyone should know Bobby McFerrin, right? I believe this time, this message was right up his alley. Jesus was telling him, in every life you have some troubles, right? Then when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry. Be happy. That's how we're supposed to be. We should be happy. But on the surface, right, this song sounds light. But through the lens of the gospel, it echoes something deeper when you hear these words. Don't worry. Be happy. There's a deeper meaning, because if you were sitting on the mountain with Jesus, Jesus would say, my brothers and sisters, don't let fear define you. Don't let the world steal your joy. don't let circumstances dictate your character. He would say, choose the beatitude of the kingdom. Don't worry. Be happy. You can do it. Right? Right? Y'all realize the Beatitudes is not a checklist. Oh, I was happy today, even though I didn't feel like it. Oh, Lord, I'm hurting, but I'm happy. It's not a checklist to get into the kingdom. What did I tell you? The Beatitude is not just how you act, but it is who you are when you act. So you can't go and check off things thinking it's going to work. You have to really be that. The Beatitudes, like I said, it's not a checklist. They are a calling. They are a way of life. The Beatitudes are a reflection of Christ himself. So my brothers and sisters, when the church lives the Beatitude, when the church lives the Beatitude, we become a living sermon, showing the world what it truly means to be blessed. Normally I ask you a question, Don. Normally I have about three or four. But today I'm not going to ask you, what will you do this week? I know that's what y'all was hoping, right? What are we going to do tomorrow, Bob? No, what I'm going to ask you today is who will you be? In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If y'all will turn with me to page 12 in our hymn.